This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Monday, the 13th of April. I'm Susanna Streeter. It's time now for a look at how the financial markets have been faring, and it's been a pretty muted day in the United States. I asked Peter Yankowski from Oak Brook Investments in Chicago if he thought this was because many investors were waiting for the corporate earnings reports to filter in this week for the first quarter of the year.
Yes, indeed. It seems like people are waiting to get some direction from those reports, in particular not only earnings, but focusing on revenues and forecasts for the future.
What's the impact been on those numbers that we had out from China showing a much sharper than expected fall in exports?
Well, they initially gave a lift, I think, both to Europe and to the U.S. markets because people were anticipating that there would be perhaps some additional stimulus measures from China. But as the day wore on here in the U.S., that definitely faded, and we ended up negative on the day.
The other stock that many have been watching and reacting to recently is General Electric. After it announced it was selling off much of its lending arm on Friday, the stock really did climb, but it's fallen back since, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. There was definitely a bit of a pullback there, though I think investors still see the value in their plan. Overall, I believe the stock was up about 11% on Friday. It gave up, I believe, 2.5% to 3% today. So still some belief in that strategy, but probably some profit-taking going on as well.
Do you think there's some nervousness ahead of the earnings season this year, or do you think people are pretty confident that US PLC is bouncing back?
Well, I think there are some reasons for confidence. Certainly if you look at the sectors that have big name reports this week, J.P. Morgan for the finance sector, Intel for the technology sector, those sectors fared fairly well today. So I think there is some optimism out there, but at the same time, you know, we're near record levels. Some people are pulling back a little bit.
And that was Peter Yankowski from Oak Brook Investments in Chicago. Some latest numbers for you from the financial markets. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.5% at 17,977. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.4% at 7,064. And May, New York light crude oil was up 35 cents at $51.99 a barrel.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.